Travelers in our region headed to Lake George and its many tourist attractions often find themselves snarled in traffic just miles from their destination. Now, the busy exit off the Adirondack Northway is being studied to reduce traffic congestion and increase safety for pedestrians. Officials are looking for suggestions. Queensbury resident Connie Tucker says in the summertime she'd rather walk to go shopping than take her car on Route 9 near Exit 20.
Oh, it's not that far. It takes me about 10-15 minutes because I don't live that far in on Glen Lake Road, you know, but I have to walk up, you know, quarter mile and then I'll cut through the municipal center, you know, to go through there. But, you know, I'm not 20 years old anymore either, so it's a hard walk some days.
Exit 20 of the Adirondack Northway, part of Interstate 87, exits onto Route 9 between two major economic engines for the region. Six Flags Great Escape and other attractions are located to the south. A number of outlet shops are to the north. The Warren County Municipal Center is sandwiched between. Ed Bartholomew, president of Warren County EDC, was on hand Thursday evening at an open house and presentation on the future of the Exit 20 area.
This is a huge sales tax generator for Warren County and the state of New York. Exit 20, where you get off to go through Lake George, as well as for those people that are going over to Vermont, New Hampshire, and all the way to Maine, this becomes a major focus, as well as the shoppers and truckers as well. So it's a very congested area.
The congestion, in addition to creating headaches for travelers and commuters, creates a public safety risk, according to Warren County Director of Emergency Management and Fire Coordinator Brian LaFleur.
Fire trucks are big, and they're not as, you know, they're wider than everything else, and it's hard to get up through there, and all it takes is one person to be off, not where they're supposed to be, and we're stuck.
A $100,000 study funded by National Grid, Warren County EDC, and Warren County is trying to determine what to do with the busy corridor. Jeff Pangburn, senior project manager with Creighton Manning Engineering, points to a series of posters detailing different options for the area.
Everything from do nothing, the null alternative, up to a new interchange, which is, you know, just shy of, you know, in the $75 million ballpark.
Other options, expanding the roadway from 3 to 5 lanes, adding roundabouts, or putting in new roads to bypass the outlets altogether, providing a new connection to Route 149 from Route 9. The area being studied includes property beyond the crowded outlets.
Because there's a lot of parcels yet to the south of the outlet centers that could be developed. So there could be even more growth in this quarter.
From a public safety perspective, LaFleur is leaning toward the option to add additional lanes.
Which would give you more width in the middle so that people have a place to go. If there's a vehicle coming up through there, they have an actual, there's more space for them to get off to the side. Right now, you got 3 lanes and that's it. And there's no room to go, so I don't know, we'll see.
Cost is another factor, says Bartholomew of EDC.
This is probably going to be a combination of some federal money, some state money, and most importantly, there will be a need for local funds from the county to incorporate this, because the federal and state funds just continue to diminish in the area.
Members of the public are invited to share their thoughts on the Warren County Pathway Corridor Planning Study. There's a link to more information at WAMC.org. Reporting from Queensbury, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.